Oh, bloody hell. Oh, hello. What are you doing here? Absolutely inhuman. And I'm left on my own, having to search this entire place now to see if there's any left alive.
Another one.
Amazing, considering that in one village nearby I actually got attacked yesterday. And this is the reason why YouTube Indonesia, Twitter Indonesia, Facebook Indonesia are all doing their damnedest to keep us quiet. Because they don't want that to be seen. I'm looking for a kitten here. I can hear squeaks. And they seem to be right beside the fire. Oh, bloody hell. Oh, hello. What are you doing here? Aye, poor chicken. Oh, bloody hell. There is no way that whoever set this on fire didn't know that this was here. Now to check to make sure there isn't more of them. I'm at a loss for words. Whoever threw this here, or whoever lit the fire, knew this kitten was here. Okay, pet. All right. I hope you're the only one here. All right, chicken. He's only a baby. Okay, chicken. Yeah, I'm pretty much speechless at the moment. Someone actually set fire to that. And there's no way they didn't know this guy was here. It doesn't surprise me that where we are, you get verbal abuse and sometimes physical threats just for trying to rescue these. Okay, pet. Okay, you're all right now. Come on, have another little bit. Have another bit. Another little bit. Huh? Okay. Alright. Okay.
I'm sure that these two died from heat exhaustion. Because they were just left on the flat area down there and had nowhere to go in the heat of the sun. This third little guy just got lucky. Climbed into a plastic bag. But as it is, I'm not sure if you'll be able to see this, but his whiskers are actually singed. That's how close he's been to the fire. Whiskers singed.
want a definition of inhumanity, it's in this place. So this is our little survivor. He's doing very well so far. He's settled into a nice little routine with us. He's very, very vocal. And very, very loud. And what he loves to do after getting his feed is suckling. He buries his head in your hand and pretends and acts like his mother. So they will literally do this if they think that you are just a replacement mother. So obviously this action is immensely pleasurable for them. It's more than just about feeding. You try to find out the softest part of your finger and then just act like he's suckling. So that's our cute little survivor. He managed to escape heat exhaustion and getting burnt alive. So he's very, very lucky. So unfortunately he has to be quarantined because there's a lot of parvo around at the moment. It's reared its ugly head again. We already have one case from yesterday, a kitten that was rescued. So even though he's on his own, he has to be quarantined. But when you have a kitten like this that falls into a nice routine, once they get fed, 10 or 15 minutes of letting them do their little pseudo suckling, and when he goes back in his basket, he'll just curl up and go asleep. He'll wake up in 2 or 3 hours time for his next feed, and we just repeat it all over again. So he's doing really well now, and hopefully it'll stay that way. Most days I don't have to come down here, unless like that you see something suspicious, and the sack left in that position, to me it looks a bit suspicious, and you wonder if something is hiding in it. But there's no sign of anything around.